Hey everyone, welcome to Feminists Without Mystique. We have a great show for you, but Seattle City Light has decided to shut off the power in this building for the rest of the evening, beginning in just a few minutes. So uploading the full show is just going to have to wait until tomorrow midday, so midday Wednesday. So check back on the feed tomorrow. But in the meantime, we wanted to give you a taste of the Mitch Monday Minute, which is a segment that we've been putting out on Instagram and Twitter, where we rant about how awful Mitch McConnell is, but just in little minute segments, because spending too much time on that awful of a quote-unquote human being is hard. So we're just doing little minute segments on Mondays. We hope you enjoy. Now seems like a good time to spotlight some of Mitch McConnell's historic obstruction of John Lewis's life work. In December 2019, the House of Representatives passed legislation to restore and modernize the Voting Rights Act, requiring states with a long history of voting discrimination to once again get federal approval for any changes to voting procedures. This bill has been sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk for 225 days. Georgia has extensive voter suppression issues, from Brian Kemp purging 1.5 million Georgia voters off the rolls and then pretending his narrow victory over Stacey Abrams meant anything, to the six-hour lines to vote in the primaries this spring. Mitch McConnell hasn't raised a finger to make voting more accessible for anyone. As Joel Anderson wrote in Slate on Saturday, quote, "It's important to remember that the struggle continues because of people like Brian Kemp and Mitch McConnell. They are not the well-meaning allies who happen to sit on the other side of the aisle. They are not the good men who had reasonable disagreements with a civil rights icon. If John Lewis is a hero, they are the villains." We hope you enjoyed this Mitch Monday Minute. For more of that content, subscribe to us on Instagram at Feminists Without Mystique or Twitter at FWM Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow.